This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The latest U.S.-South Korean military exercises are over. The top U.S. envoy for North Korea is in Seoul. Everything seems to be in place for the resumption of long-delayed working-level nuclear talks with Pyongyang. But there is no sign yet that will happen. VOA correspondent William Gallo reports from Seoul.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may have promised to resume talks when the U.S.-South Korean military drills ended. They did end Tuesday. A day later, Steve Biegun, the top U.S. envoy for North Korea, confirmed during a visit to Seoul he hadn't heard from the North.
Regarding the restart of those negotiations, we are prepared to engage as soon as we hear from our counterparts in North Korea.
Instead, North Korean state media blasted the U.S. for holding the drills at all and hinted the North could soon return to larger provocations. The latest U.S.-South Korean exercises were computer-based, meaning there were no bombs dropped on dummy targets or overt displays of military strength. But North Korea has continued to complain about the scaled-back drills, saying it sees them as preparation to invade. William Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
President Trump has adopted a new denial theme that the United States is not headed for a recession. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
More economists now say they fear a recession's coming in the next 2 years or so. A strong economy is key to the president's re-election bid, so the White House has been trying to shout down those concerns.
I think the word recession is a word that's inappropriate.
He acknowledges he's considering cuts to capital gains and payroll taxes, but says he does that all the time. It has nothing to do with a potential recession. His big concern now is the Federal Reserve, which the president says must lower interest rates.
If the Fed would do its job, I think would have a tremendous spurt of growth.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Australians are reacting to the latest court ruling against Cardinal George Pell, the one-time Vatican insider who has been convicted of sexually abusing children. In Melbourne, correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA on today's decision.
Outside the court, Chrissy Foster, who campaigns for victims of clerical abuse, said she welcomed the ruling.
Just a wonderful, wonderful day for survivors, for victims. I think it sends a message that justice will be served no matter how high you are or how old you are or, you know, what your job is. This is a crime. It's against children. That innocence just taken and destroyed.
George Pell is the most senior Catholic figure worldwide to be guilty of child sexual abuse. But this case might not be over. His legal team is considering challenging his convictions in Australia's High Court.
Phil Mercer filed that report for VOA from Melbourne. President Trump has canceled a scheduled meeting with the Prime Minister of Denmark because she will not discuss a sale of Greenland to the United States. Mr. Trump was scheduled to be in Denmark in 2 weeks, but he said based on Mette Frederiksen's comments on Greenland, the trip was off. Protesters in Hong Kong brought their message to commuters today on the one-month anniversary of a subway station attack by suspected gang members. VOA correspondent Mike O'Sullivan reports protesters want an independent investigation into the incident.
An unprovoked attack that left at least 45 injured, captured in a Facebook live stream. White-shirted men, thought to be triad gang members sympathetic to Beijing, attacked activists, travelers, and journalists. Protesters urged commuters, don't forget.
So a month ago in Yunnan Station, a group of triads of over 100 rushed into the station, attacking passengers and staff. And I think this shouldn't happen in a society like Hong Kong.
Hong Kong's busy subway system has returned to normal, but 1 month after the attack, police have filed no charges.
That was VOA correspondent Mike O'Sullivan in Hong Kong. President Trump and Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro have both confirmed reports that the Trump administration is talking with officials of the Maduro regime in Caracas. Mr. Trump did not identify the Venezuelan officials involved, saying only the discussions are at a very high level. In a televised address, Maduro said talks with the U.S. have been going on for months. Opposition leader and U.S.-recognized interim Venezuelan President Juan Guaido told VOA Spanish that members of Maduro's inner circle reaching out to Washington are trying to save themselves. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.